just at 11 a.m. here at WMFO Medford and streaming on Bumblebee Radio. I'm looking over at a baseball-capped person snapping his fingers.
That's me.
It's Ryan Doyle, everybody. Let's hear it.
That was a good show, man.
You know, I had a good time. I mean, as much as I love having guests, I love having not having guests.
Yes, yeah, yeah. It was strange to walk in here and see you by yourself.
Yeah.
I was looking for our favorite blow-up friend.
I did, too. I came in this morning. She seems to have floated away.
She was working Studio C yesterday when I was on the air.
And by working, you mean? See, we have a blow-up sex doll here in the studio. We don't know why.
And I use her as promotion every Friday. So, and I think she's just chilling in the other room. But it's good to have company.
I suppose.
She doesn't talk much, though.
No. Well, you wouldn't expect it with what she does.
No, but she's a really good DJ. How are...
What are we doing?
We are transitioning. We are doing our regular, ridiculous babbling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Skybar.
You played that Justine on Clean song, and I saw that it was just her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's missed, huh?
Yeah, I mean, my story with her is so much like others where I have such love for her. However, it's not like I would call her up and say, hey, let's go get a burger. It wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But she initiated, as she did with so many people, coming up to me, thank you so much for playing my band or playing my artists on my label. And she'd give me a big hug.
Yeah, that's
great. And then in the first live day, we said, Justine, you know, we'd like some advice. She goes, sure. When do you need me? I mean, it's just the way she was.
Yeah.
And she's going to be missed forever.
Forever. And it's quintessential to the local music scene, and when you lose someone like that, and we're really, really lucky to have this platform to be able to continue her legacy. Right?
I will continue playing her stuff.
Of course you will.
Yep.
It's good to be here. It's good to see you.
Yep.
I was here last week, and I get the honor.
I know
of being
what
here
the
again.
Number is.
No, you don't. What is it?
Because you told me last week.
What is it today?
24.
You remember.
What do I get? It's the first time ever I was right.
I
like being right. Can I do this more?
You are so right. Yeah, it's the 24th time.
Yeah.
And as always, thanks to Kirsten and Sue and Jane. It's great to be a sister, bro. And we're going to kick things off on this show. It's Mother's Day tomorrow, so remember to call your moms and reach out to your moms or, you know, say hi to them wherever they are and send them some love. We're going to kick the show off celebrating Mother's Day. And here on Something About the Women, I'm going to kick it off with a favorite of mine and of Kirsten's, Caroline Rose. She released an album called Loner in February 2018, and this one is going to be called Jeannie Becomes a Mom. To kick off Something About the Women, right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Stick around for Ryan here at WMFO.
Bye, buddy.
Bye. You got to push the button. You didn't know that, did you?
DJ 101. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the end of being alone inside your mind. You're tethered to another and you worried all the time. You always knew the melody, but you never heard it rhyme. She's fair and she is quiet, Lord. She doesn't look like me. She made me love the morning. She's a holiday at sea. The New York streets are as busy as they always used to be. But I am the mother of Evangeline. The first things that she took from me were selfishness and sleep. She broke 1,000 heirlooms I was never meant to keep. She filled my life with color, canceled plans and trashed my car. None of that was ever who we are. Outside of my windows are the mountains and the snow. I hold you while you're sleeping and I wish that I could go. All my roadie friends are out accomplishing their dreams, but I am the mother of Evangeline. And they've still got their morning paper on their coffee and their time. And they still enjoy their evenings with the skeptics and the wine. Oh, but all the wonders I a second time. From inside of the ages through your eyes. You are not an accident where no one thought it through. The world that stood against us made us mean to fight for you. And when we chose your name, we knew that you'd fight the power too. You're nothing short of magical and beautiful to me. I'll never hit the big time without you. So they can keep their treasure and their ties to the machine. 'Cause I am the mother of Evangeline. They can keep their treasure and their ties to the machine. 'Cause I am the mother of Evangeline. Again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Oh, it's happy Mother's Day from your daughter far away. Loving wishes, hugs and kisses. Happy, happy tell you how much I love you. And this one day when we all say happy, happy Mother's Day. Oh, it's happy Mother's Day from your daughter far away. Hugs and kisses, love and wishes, happy, happy Mother's Day. Oh, it's happy Mother's Day.
That is a lovely song right there from Gillian Welch for this Mother's Day set. Tomorrow is Mother's Day, so do remember to call your mom, see your mom, think of your mom, remember your mom. Just have your mom in your thoughts and thank her for everything that she's done for you, as I thank my mom for everything that she's done for me. She's made me the person that I am, and I know I speak for a lot of the people that are listening. So remember, say happy Mother's Day to your mother. That was the Mother's Day set. Gillian Welch, Happy Mother's Day, name of that one, in case you couldn't tell. That sweet single from the Nashville musician was written and recorded during the pandemic when Gillian could not see her mom. And the story goes that she wrote that song and called her mom and sang that song to her on the answering machine so her mother could have it. And you heard the original home recording that she played for her made on Reel to Reel, which is really excellent. Up ahead of that, you heard Dolly Parton, Coat of Many Colors, second single and title track from Dolly's eighth album, released October 1971 on RCA Victor. Brandi Carlile with The Mother, and that is off the 2018 Grammy Award-winning album, By the Way, I Forgive You. It was released February 2018 through Low Country Sound. Kate Bush up ahead of that with Mother Stands for Comfort. That's off the English musician's huge fifth album, Hounds of Love. That was released on EMI Records September of 1985. And kicking off that Mother's Day set with Caroline Rose, Jeannie Becomes a Mom. It's a favorite of mine off her third studio album, Loner, released February 2018 on New West Records. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers out there, all of my friends who are mothers, my colleagues who are mothers, and happy Mother's Day to my mother. I love you, and I hope you have a great Mother's Day weekend. And Mother's Day, as said in the Kate Bush? No, it's Gillian Welch. She just said it. Mother's Day is every day. Every day. But specifically tomorrow. So make sure to call your mom. All right. Let's get back into the show. I'm Ryan D., guest hosting here for Something About the Women for the 24th time. Something I'm very honored to do. The fact that Kirsten or Jane or Sue can reach out to me, their sister bro, and ask if I'm available. And when I am always here for them. This is one of my favorite shows, and this is one of my favorite things to do, is be at this station. So I got to be here yesterday for my show, and get to be here today. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. Thank you for being out there, wherever you are, whenever you're listening. Let's get back into it. This is some great music that has been released through the first half of 2026, and these are some of my favorite songs. I'm going to kick things off with an album that was released back in March 27th, as a matter of fact. This is Courtney Barnett. This is the fourth single from the Australian musician's fourth album. It's called Creature of Habit. This great one's called One Thing at a Time, right here in Something About the Women. That's not it. That's it.
I even know if I care, throw my hands up in the air, said I don't know why I even Just an apparition. Now I believe in ghosts.
It's Something About the Women. I'm your guest host, Ryan D., and that was the incredible Tori Amos right there on a set of songs from albums released the first half of 2026. Yes, it is already May 9th, as a matter of fact, and there's been a lot of albums released already that have just fantastic. That was just a handful of songs from them. Tori Amos, Gasoline Girls, name of that one. Third single from the Piano Legends 18th studio album, In Times of Dragons, was released a week ago on May 1st on Fontana Records. Casey Musgraves up out of that. Great one called I Believe in Ghosts. That's off her seventh album, Middle of Nowhere, released a week ago on May 1st as well via Lost Highway. Her U.S. tour brings her to Boston August 28th with a stop at TD Garden. That's going to be a good time. She's fantastic live, so I'm sure that that's going to be great. Metric up out of that with Time is a Bomb. Second single from the Toronto band's 10th studio album, Romanticize the Dive. It's out, it was released April 24th on 30 Tigers. Arlo Parks with Get Go. That is off the British musician's third album. It's called Ambiguous Desires, released back on April 3rd via Transgressive Radio Records. And kicking off the album's release in the first half of this year, set with Courtney Barnett, One Thing at a Time. You heard the fourth single off the Australian musician's fourth album. It's called Creature of Habit. It was released this past March 27th on Mom and Pop Records. And Courtney's North American tour kicks off May 1st in Austin, Texas, and stops here in Boston May 13th. Wait, it kicked off already. Yes, kicked off in May 1st back you know, last week in Austin, and it'll be here May 13th, which is next week at Roadrunner right here in Boston. That's going to be a fantastic show. Let's get back into it. Now we're going to get into a set of albums that are coming out in the second half of the year, or, you know, in a couple of weeks. But these are all songs from albums that are due out soon, and I'm going to kick it off with David Grohl's daughter, Violet Grohl, has her own music career and is really shaping her own music life, really without the help of her father, which is really incredible because it's David Grohl. But Violet's like, yeah, I got this. And her upcoming debut album is called Be Sweet to Me. It is out in a few weeks, May 29th through Aurora Records. So here's Violet Grohl with her single Cool Buzz from her debut album. Again, it's called Be Sweet to Me on the set of upcoming albums, Something About the Women.
Bust my liver, is your heart still bleeding? Cut your hair, cool buzz, don't need it. Did you really need it? Do you really mean it? Are you gonna keep it, or just repeat it? In bad habit, lights off, hardcore heartbreaker, stay tough, don't wanna hear say lover, drinking in your bed, don't you wanna be a leader, stick it in my head. We'll be right back.
I know that the bar closes at 11. I hope you never finish that beer. You know all the words to Just Like Heaven. And I know why he wrote them now that you're standing right here. Oh. Damn world.
Blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Just hide in the shadows. By the way, it all started like this.
So how's your evening so far?
Don't be a vibe killer.
Come here, baby, I can give you much more tonight.